The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Dave Snowden. I've got various titles ranging from professor at a complexity center to professional curmudgeon, and I'm not too much fashion to use. And this is the Agile Uprising podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Jay. Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Agile Uprising podcast. First off, an apology. This episode should have been pushed out last week, but in my over-exuberance to start 2019 on the right foot, I got my scheduling screwed up, so apologies. So for this episode, we have a bit of a different one than we've done before. We posed a question to all the members on the board of directors for the Agile Uprising. If you could see one breakthrough with the teams, people, or organizations you're working with this coming year, what would it be and why? And then the add-on question was, how do you plan to help this come to life? So what we did is we went around the horn and we asked everybody to send in what they thought they would like to see breakthrough-wise with, again, the teams, people, organizations they're working with. And this is a compilation. We look at it as almost a New Year's resolution for our careers. And we are going to come back to this in retrospect on a later episode. But we wanted to get this out to everybody to get all of you start thinking about what are you currently working on with your current involvement, engagement, employer, and what are you going to challenge yourself to do this year in order to make it a more positive work environment and get it where it needs to be? So thanks and enjoy.
Hi, this is Andrew Leff from the Agile Uprising. The question to us this year was, if I could see a breakthrough with the teams, people, organizations you work with this coming year, what would it be and why? Briefly, I think for me it would be changing the vocabulary of how teams and organizations work. So instead of calling them developers, testers, program managers, product owners, whatever it might be, just call each other friends at work. Sounds corny, but I think when you change that, it could be a compelling experiment around getting people to work together in a different way and not be opposing forces. Kind of cut the divide between business and IT. So I know that's something that I'm going to strive to do. I had an influential coach that has tried this in other organizations and inspired me to want to continue that to see if maybe I can influence a different thought pattern through just simple vocabulary changes. Thanks.
Mine's going to sound probably like the biggest cliche of the groups, but I guess I just wish teams and product leads were allowed to ask the question of, are we working on the right things and the right number of things, and then determine if they aren't, organizations allow them to do something different. So often I've seen aha moments within product managers or within teams. And they go, wow, there's no way we're going to be able to get this work done. There's no way we're going to be able to get this done the way they're asking us to do it. And they feel defeated before they even ask the question of, can we do something else? Can we be something else? Can we try something else? I've seen that bravery in small pockets. But most of the time, organizations don't create that safety for people to feel that way. So for me... the only thing I can do is continue to ask leaders the question of, have your people said that this makes sense? Have they validated it? Have you given them the right information that shows them why this is important? Have you validated each other instead of just asking them to take orders? So I think if we're going to ever change the product strategies that exist today and improve things, especially in most large organizations, it's, am I creating an environment where people can say, this is not the right thing to do, we should be doing something different, and then reward them for that, because I think that's being a good steward of the paycheck that we're all getting. So that's for me.
All right, Jay Hursko here. So the question is, if you could see one breakthrough with the teams, people, organizations you work with this coming year, what would it be and why? So I think for me, the breakthrough I would love to see in the organization I'm currently with, the teams, the people I'm currently working with, is people that are starting to really engage with and understand where the Lean Agile principles come from and to find new and exciting ways to apply them in their current roles. So a little bit of backstory, I'm in the process of an enterprise transformation for a rather large company. I think it's 40,000 plus. And we went through the painful time where it was a lot of lip service, Agile this, Agile that, but no one really got it. And over the past, I'd say 6-7 months, I've seen a huge drastic change where everybody, even from the sides of the business in the organization, are saying the same things and doing the same things. And you hear more talk of the talk, more of what we want to hear. However, I think there's still a lot of practices and not principles. We're still very much a shoe organization where you have everybody talking about sand the floor, paint the fence, but not really understanding how that plays into the greater principles and how we really want to get transformative. So I think if there's one thing that I want to see this year, I think it would really be my enterprise organization really start to grasp and embrace those Lean Agile concepts and use them as a measuring stick, a bellwether to how successful we're being. I can't wait to hear people talking about maximizing the work not done and hear about people minimizing waste. And I can't wait for the first time I see a PowerPoint created where someone says this is actually wasteful because it doesn't provide any value to our customers. That to me would be just the cherry on top, the icing on the cake. So the bonus question would be how do you plan to help this idea come to life? Well, to me, I want to get, personally, I want to get more out and about in the organization and start dipping my, not sticking my nose in where it doesn't belong, it's probably a bad analogy, but I want to get a little bit more vocal. I'm going to strive to get a little bit more vocal and more active in our internal community. We have internal message boards and posting places, things like that. I want to get more active into just almost being the annoying guy that's always spouting the same BS, but when you hear it enough, eventually it's going to sink, and there are people it's going to resonate with, and that's my challenge to myself for this year, is to get from the top of the mountain, from the top of the soapbox, help people to understand where these Lean Agile concepts come from and how to better apply them into their daily work life, even their personal life too. I think that would be greatly beneficial to everyone, and I think that would really help our organization go where we really want it to go, where, judging upon the talent that I've seen, we really can get to, and it really will be amazing to behold.
Hey, this is Andy Claff. If I could see one breakthrough with the teams, people, or organizations that I work with this coming year, would be simply no masks. It's N-O, not N-O-H, the latter being the Japanese theater performance element. What I want is that each and every member of my team to be able to show up with their whole self. It's complete with all the emotions that accompany being human, being part of a tribe. Not only that, but being part of a tribe that's traveling through these complex and chaotic terrains so that our emotions include both the positive and the negative. And we reveal our confident face and our vulnerable face, not just our game face. Yep. The happy and the sad. Bring the successes and the colossal failures. And then to be able to talk about it in public and find out how much common ground we have after all. So when we know what's going on, we can support each other. We can push, we can pull. We can just listen. There's no more. Everything's fine when we both know it's not. What am I doing to make this happen? Hey, I'm doing my best to model it. Going through my own shit. I challenge others too when I perceive they aren't being completely honest or open, or they have a mask on. So, maybe I take all the carpets out so there's nowhere to sweep the dust bunnies. I've launched a couple of experiments, doing my best to catalyze connections between people in my group, two at a time. There's this great Slack bot, Donut, D-O-N-U-T, that randomly pairs up people in a channel to have a coffee, talk about anything but work. I'm trying to get the C-suite to do live roundtable reviews. What else? I'm doing my best not to triangulate, not to talk about others who aren't actually in the conversation. Damn, that's the hardest, especially when there's issues, performance gaps. Anyway, it ain't always pretty being human, but it sure beats any alternative that I'm aware of. So happy New Year's to you all. May you all spend a decent amount of time in your stretch zones, maybe drinking your martini and staring out at the moon. Just don't forget to dance and have a good time once in a while. Cheers.
Hi, Pauly Leah here. If I could see one breakthrough where I'm now working for the coming year, what would it be and why? We're still a project funding-based organization when it comes to IT products and services. We have a lot of cross-team dependencies. I do think we're on our way to products and standing services, but right at the moment, we lack a good objective understanding of our bottlenecks at the enterprise level and the impacts of waiting and errors that occur at these points. So the breakthrough I'd like to see is a shared understanding of flow and quality and security metrics at all points, not just production release and after. And let's see how I plan to help in the coming year to bring this to life. Well, creating self-service access to tools and augmenting the data that we have already from the tools and the CI/CD pipelines and feedback loops we've been putting in place. Turning this data into understandable and actionable information so we can know the true bottlenecks and either improve them or accept them and do so without overloading the people that are on the platform teams. By the way, shout out, martinfowler.com has a great post, March 5th, 2018 by Evan Botcher. The title of the post is What I Talk About When I Talk About Platform Teams, and when I talk about platforms rather, and I would just search for the word platform at martinfowler.com. So that's it for me. Hope everybody has a great new year and looking forward to a great 2019.
My hope for teams in 2019 is that they learn to take more ownership for their agile process. I hope they realize that they have the power to change it. They realize that they have the power to make it fit for them. And they realize agile isn't one size fits all. So that if it doesn't work for their team, for their product, for their customers, that they change it. And the way I hope to help teams do that is through retrospectives, and not just regular retrospectives, but retrospectives with data and data that drives them to experiment with their process. And what I mean by that is that if something isn't working, they create a hypothesis and come up with a way to test out changing one small thing and see if it impacts their delivery and their delivery to customers. So I hope that they can use all of the data they collect and a few simple metrics to try out some new things and continue to evolve their practices to fit their needs.
So, you know, if I could see a breakthrough in teams and people in my organization, I honestly would really like to see an environment of trust, collaboration, decentralized decision-making, empowered teams. And so this year, you know, it's been an interesting transformation and really getting management to kind of focus on that. And, you know, you guys have heard me talk on the podcast about the Long Island Iced Tea of Leadership, which, you know, if we dig into some details, it's really the combination of servant leadership, intent-based leadership by David Marquet, blending in some management 3.0 practices, and really building a framework for managers to kind of understand how they can delegate authority to the lowest possible level, how they can educate their teams, how they can grow teams towards a model of decentralized decision making. Ironically, when you put all that in place, you know, we've seen more learned helplessness in the organization take hold, where you've empowered them, but they won't make the decision because there isn't enough trust and there isn't a safe environment to fail. So if I had anything to do, it would, you know, while I kind of hit on those couple items when I started talking about them, it really comes down to trust in an organization and building trust. And, you know, what are your personal values versus your company values? And really, like, if you look at all of these aspects and you kind of try to bring it all together, you know, when we talk about trust, like, really, like, if we looked at it from our own standpoint and we took some self-reflection into what we're doing in our day-to-day work and our real lives, you know, it really comes down to, you know, what are my intentions, what are my actions, and what is my impact on the organization? And really looking at how I intend to do X, Y, and Z, and my actions turned out to create this impact in the organization. You know, and all of that focuses on our values or our corporate values to kind of discuss that. And, you know, as we work through a lot of this kind of change that I'm embarking on with the organization, you know, we sat down with a group of managers and we said, hey, what's going well in our organization? Like, what's something that you did that you had great intentions, but the outcomes sucked? And when you get to it, it's like, well, you know, so-and-so didn't do that. And then you could get in and dig into their actual actions and behaviors and what they did that potentially changed the outcome of their actual true intentions, which started out as a positive. So, you know, that's what I'm really working on this year, is it's really getting people focused on building trust, building environments of safety where people can fail fast. How we're going to do that in this organization, you know, we're going to launch a campaign of, you know, another acronym that people kind of roll their eyes at. But if, you know, it's Act Smart, which, you know, when we talk about Act Smart, the fundamentals of it is accountability, collaboration, and trust. And those things really build the foundation where servant leadership potentially can take action. We want people to understand that we need to be measurable. And yes, it's more about making data-driven decisions, but you can't make a really nice, clean, fun, you know, acronym out of that. So we want to be people to use data to make decisions instead of just kind of whatever the popular opinion is. We want people to be action-oriented. How many people just sit back because they're afraid to act and just kind of fail? And then, you know, we want people to be resilient. There are a lot of people in organizations that they get knocked down and they don't get up again. And we really need people to change their mind and become about tub thumping. And if you don't know what tub thumping is, you're probably a millennial. So go back and look up Chumbawamba and you'll find that great song. And then our last kind of thing in the acronym is team centric. And we need to be team centric as organizations. And if you've read Five Dysfunctions of a Team, a lot of that is about working together as a team to accomplish your manager's goals. Well, we take that one step further and create posses around that. So we have cross-functional disciplines coming together to help people grow and learn and solve problems as a way to build that first team. Most of the Agile methodologies are team-centric methodologies. So we're focused on building teams this year. And we're going to do that, a lot of that, through as a continued pressure on the Long Island Iced Tea of management. We are going to also start a very specific behavioral training set, a values training set around this, you know, our acronym and how that helps us drive our corporation forward. From that standpoint, we're changing our hiring practices. We're educating people on value-based hiring instead of this person may have all the right skills in the world, but their personal values do not align with our organizational values, and it's going to create a problem. And there are a lot of studies that show that people's personal values and a misalignment with corporate values create a bad employee. So let's stop hiring them. You know, this year has been, you know, I spent the last year really researching culture and trust and building different capabilities and organizations. And so we've put together a bunch of different things to really try to drive at that. And I'll check back in later and let you know how this freaking one crazy ride experiment turns out. But that's my vision for, you know, the year ahead. And it's been kind of life altering and mind changing. So I leave that with you guys to kind of ponder.
And there you have it, everybody. That was a bunch of the board of directors sending in answers to the question at hand. So we hope you enjoyed this. If this is a format you liked, please let us know and we will try this again. Otherwise, next week, we're back to our typical format of interviews and roundtables. So enjoy.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.